What's up, guys? My name is Kendra Checkitz, and this is the first guest star episode of School's Out podcast. School's Out! School's Out! School's Out! Today we have here a special guest that I have had the pleasure of knowing for about 7 years.
No? Seven?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Gosh.
That's crazy, huh? That's crazy. Josue Vasquez, singer, songwriter, producer based out of San Diego, California.
Are you gonna put like clapping sounds like
Absolutely not.
You're not?
No. Why would I do that?
That sounds so cool. Like
no.
You can put like Josue Vasquez. You know, like a little like or not even a big clap, you know, like a
Okay. Sure. I'll add one in for you.
Cool.
If it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So tell the people a little bit about yourself.
I just turned 25.
I say that and I'm also 25.
I just turned 25. So, you know, just having a lot of adulting to do, but you know, life is fun. I've been on tour recently and I'm back home for a little bit. I was getting homesick, so I'm glad I'm able to do this, and my voice is gonna crack a couple times, I feel like, during this.
It's okay. Josue and I feel like are very similar when it comes to the fact that we really just enjoy hearing ourselves talk.
I was telling Kendra, I was like, when I'm recording alone and I'm recording my voice, I'll just talk through the mix of like the beat I'm making. I'm like, okay, so we got the kick, right? Got the snare, you know?
See, that's me, but the difference is that I'm not producing anything. I'm literally talking to my cat. So I'll sit here and be like, oh, Bead, you're so cute.
I feel like you should always have Bead on your lap for these podcasts.
Well, Bead's chilling over there, and he's living his life, so all is fine. I'd be like CeeLo Green on The Voice when he was on The Voice. Remember he had like a little cat?
He had a cat?
Yeah. He had a cat. Wait, what's that fucking movie? What is that movie where it's like the guy turns around in the chair, and it's like he's in like an office, and he turns around in the chair, and I think he has a cat like on his lap. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it, though.
Yeah. No, it's that's what I envision for myself. I feel like I'm gonna be the type of person to be in like a really important meeting. I'm gonna be like some big business head honcho at some point in my life, and I'm gonna have someone come in, and I'm gonna literally turn the chair around, and it's gonna be me just stroking my cat. Bead will be there. If it's not Bead, then I'll have a taxidermy Bead. That was really dark. I'm sorry. You know what a taxidermy is?
Yeah. No. You said it, and then I knew what you meant.
That's crazy. I could never do that. Honestly,
have you
that's
seen,
like really weird side note, but I could never have like a taxidermy pet of mine.
Nah,
it would trip me out.
I wouldn't want
to. I'd be afraid
house.
That it was like going to come alive.
I wouldn't come over.
I feel like you're scared to come in my house anyway. Like ghosts and all that stuff.
Yo, don't even get me started.
Josue doesn't mess with the paranormal. He does not mess with the paranormal.
May the power of Christ compel you.
Josue is that kind of person in a horror movie that quite literally will sit there in shock for like 30 seconds. And you think that he just completely disassociates with the world. with the world. And then just starts fully running. Like, I'd like to think that if there were something scary happening and we were being, like, about to be murdered or something like that, that you would shove me out of the way and try to, like, help me.
Nah.
You would push me towards the murderer and start running.
Okay. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Have
you seen Ride Along?
No.
With Kevin Hart?
No.
No, okay.
You know that you would do that. You're confidently telling me right now that you would not try to run faster than me, and you wouldn't help me.
Either you die or I die. That's
it's not going to be me. Fine. If we're going into with that mindset, I'll keep that in mind. And if we ever come to the situation where that happens, then I will push you in front first before you can push me first.
Do I have to look at the camera?
Well, okay, so the camera's for the audio listener, or for the video listeners on YouTube, but the audio listeners don't get to watch the footage unless,
okay, gotcha.
Unless you know, you want to put it up on YouTube and you can look at our beautiful faces, but audio listeners and audio video listeners.
What's the code?
Okay, so let's talk about the fact that I've known you for 7 years. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time we ever met? Because I do.
We met at Islands.
We did.
I was working at Islands at the time, and I was like a food runner. I wasn't even a server yet. And you walked in with our good friend Alex Tierney. Alex, if you're watching this,
love
miss
you. Miss you.
Love you. But yeah, you walked in and you had your head of ginger hair, right?
Yeah, it was. I had red hair.
Yeah.
For context to the people that don't know this, I had black hair for like 5 years because I dyed it.
Yeah, she has. She goes through a lot and changes her hair, and it's a big deal.
I didn't go through a lot, and that's why I changed my hair. I just thought that I would want to change my hair.
Yeah, now you're back to the OG color.
But yeah, we met at Islands, and you were so nervous. Because Alex had talked me up so much to you as just a person that, like, does music. Yeah. And at the time, to be honest, like, I really didn't know many people in San Diego that did music. So it was really, like, exciting for me because I didn't know that many people in San Diego that did music at the time. And so because I met you, that's how I met Seth, that's how I met Keaton.
Yeah, I was just getting started, too. Yeah, so I met you, I met Keaton, Chris V.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you meet Chris V through Keaton?
No, I met him on
Or was that just on your own?
Yeah, I met him.
Yeah, because then through you, I met all of the Village Park boys.
Yep, that was cool. That was a time.
Yeah.
VP. Yeah. Dang, that was a fun time.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, we've been friends for way too long. Josue tells me all the time that he thinks I know him better than he knows himself. I think that's very true. I mean, that's one of the most true statements ever. But with that comes he aggravates the shit out of me sometimes. But it's okay. I was saying this in the car earlier that the to build the perfect foundation of a friendship, you need to be able to call each other out.
This is fast. I was talking to my roommate about this, and we've been friends since kindergarten. And even then, like, not like I've had other friends that like aren't as real or just like don't call me out on my bullshit. Which I wish they would, but then I hate confrontations, and then I'm like, you right.
Someone gets mad at you, you're like...
Hey, you got mad at me for a reason, you're telling me for a reason, so I'm listening to you. Yep, I did that, whatever it is, I did it. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So Josue was playing bass for me for a while, but he's been kind of MIA doing some badass stuff, and props to him for that, because that's crazy, but he used to play bass for me for a while. You played guitar first, because if I ever do like acoustic shows, Josue is always the one that usually plays for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I started doing more full band stuff, you're the one that kind of stepped in mainly with bass.
Yeah, just because like stylistically wise, I'm still kind of coming into the world of like distortion and like rock and that type of sound, which I don't think, like, it's still just weird for me as like a guitar player. But like musically, I feel like it's good, and I feel like it was bound to happen, especially knowing you and you're doing rock. So I was like, I'm glad Aiden stepped up, and he was like, you can play so well, you can play your stuff really well.
Yeah, shout out Aiden. Aiden is my guitarist. We're gonna have him on at some point. So who else, tell the listeners who else you've been playing for.
Been playing bass for We the Commas, which is really fun. And been playing guitar for Free Arlo, and then that trickled into playing guitar for Nikki Yor. So then two met, and then I got introduced to Nikki, and about like 3 years ago, he was at an after party, and I was like, hey man, like, congratulations on everything. If you ever need a guitar player, let me know. And then a month later, he hits me up, and we're playing our first show in, forget the venue, but it was a small venue in like LA, and after that, we started doing like tours and stuff, and playing like 20,000 cap rooms, and they're ridiculous.
Yeah,
we weren't expecting that at all. Like me and Chance Friarlo like talk about it regularly. Like we were given like so much right up front that it was crazy to like take it all in.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, and it's crazy too because I feel like the best connections you make in the music industry are ones that are just super random. Like you'll meet them at a party somewhere,
without a doubt,
or you'll just meet them like out randomly. I don't know. I feel like. Like Caden, for example, my producer Caden, for those who are listening, I won't go into a whole thing, but Caden and I basically met on an airplane because his little sister, Janelle, love you, was airdropping random people memes. And that's the whole reason why I met Caden in the first place. And now he's been basically producing all of my stuff ever since then.
No, that's sick. You have someone consistent and that's like down to help you grow. Right. And you're also helping him too. You guys are like after the same goal and it's cool.
I just think it's crazy how you just meet people in just the most random places in the music industry. But a lot of it comes from social media, too.
Yeah, honestly, it's so much from social media. And just, like, randomly just supporting other people. And then it feels like you meet them in person for the first time and you're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't talked to you, but I feel like I know you.
Right. So I feel like that's a huge thing about social media too, but then there's also the opposing aspect where it's like you feel like you know them from like what they post on social media and stuff like that. But then you meet them in person, it's just like a polar opposite thing, because sometimes people don't post a lot about like their personality. It's just pictures and little clips here and there of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you meet them in person and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. 100%.
Like, not in a bad way, but just more so, like, I was not expecting you to be this way, which is crazy. So talk about tour a little bit. Like, how's tour life? How...
It's fun. I think me and the guys are feeling like it's a lot of fun, but it's also, we're traveling a lot. So that just kind of is something that weighs us down a little bit, but I feel like we get our second win when we do sound check. We realize everything's working right. We plugged in, patched in everything correctly, and... we do sound check and then doors come and then opener. Like, we all get those pre-jitters and then the show happens and then we're all like on this high. And, you know, I think we feel good. So tour's been fun. It's challenging for sure, having to set up our own sound because we're a headlining band. But I'm experiencing a lot and I think I'm getting a lot like behind the scenes action. So.
Yeah, and it was cool. I was able to go see on the last tour that they did when they were opening for Benson Boone. I went to go watch that, and it was crazy seeing Josue like up there, because I've been to so many of Josue's shows like since I've known him, but just seeing him, one, it was weird kind of not seeing you as like the center thing, because I've just been so used to that. So kind of seeing you on the side was a little just like it like tripped me out for a second. I was like, whoa. But it's really cool to see how much like recognition you get from just being on stage and doing stuff like that, because it's like I feel like you give off a presence where it's not like you have to be the center person. You just give off such good vibes while you're playing.
Yeah.
That it like rubs people the right way.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm if anything, I learn whoever I'm playing for, I like to learn the lyrics, the melodies. And if you see me on stage, I'm like, I'm singing on stage. Even though I have no microphone, I'm singing every lyric. I know the melody, I know the harmonies. But it also helps me connect to the song more and helps me connect to the artist. So I'm not just a musician playing, you know, just playing the songs up there. Cause I see a lot of people do that, and you know, everyone has their own style of playing, but I think it's really entertaining to see the guitar players or bass players like really interact with the artist. And it also takes a little weight off the, I'm taking a little weight off of, Nikki when we're playing, and he gets, you know, there's a lot of eyes on him. And I like to take a little pressure off. So I'll come up a little bit, jam out with him,
vibe with him. Give him some cuddles.
Yeah, right. He'll come over. He'll lean on me. And I'm like, okay, we'll have a little moment here. You know, when he plays guitar, he just started playing guitar, which is cool. I taught him a couple chords. He'll come over and we'll jam together. So, it's fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I think it's really cool. And I don't know, like, how do you think that it's been different, like, I just feel like it's so crazy because it was so spur of the moment. It was so random because you were working these kind of like minimum wage jobs here in San Diego. And then all of a sudden it's just like pack your bags. Also, for context, Josue had like never really flown on a plane before prior to this. What, you flew once to Texas to visit your family before?
I flew once. Yeah.
He flew on an airplane one time and then started doing all these shows with Nikki and touring and all this stuff. And then he was just been...
No, it's crazy. The cities I've visited, and we've gone to Canada like 3 times. Like, that's something I still can't fathom. If I didn't have this opportunity to play for someone, I wouldn't think, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go visit New York. Like, that's not on my to do list, you know. But now I can check it off and be like, I've been in New York, and that's like such a blessing. And New York is honestly I always bring up New York because I feel like I have the best time in New York, especially if. Like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. and we're walking, you know, around and the city's still alive. Like, I think that's a cool feeling, and I feel like everything comes to life at night, whether it be here in San Diego, L.A., or, like, New York. So we get alcohol at the in our green rooms, and sometimes we don't even touch it. Or maybe we just take a shot before just to get the jitters out, like the nervousness out, and that's it.
What's your go-to shot of choice then if you're taking a shot?
It's always tequila. It's always tequila.
That's such a great thing. I hate my friends are like, let's take a shot of vodka. And I'm like, ah, I'm not in the mood to drink like rubbing alcohol hand sanitizer right now.
Thank you.
It is not good. And then everyone gives me shit. They're like, you want to take a tequila shot? And I'm like, yeah, I'd rather take a tequila shot. Are you kidding me? Vodka's awful. Like, so bad. It's so gross.
I will always have to chase vodka. I will never chase... I mean, I will chase, like, tequila here and there if it's...
With, like, a lime or something?
Yeah, with a lime or, like, salt or, yeah. like, something. But, yeah, it's always tequila. Sometimes it even feels good without, like, a chaser, so...
Right. Josue is the one that put me on to the drink that I basically drink anytime I go out. And if I am drinking something, it's always a tequila pineapple.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a Mexican mule.
No, ew.
Mexican mules are good.
No,
it's just,
no.
It's just like a Moscow mule, but with tequila ew, instead.
But I don't like Moscow mules either.
Is it the ginger beer?
I just don't really like alcohol. And so if I'm getting a tequila pineapple, I like it because it just tastes like pineapple juice. With
no,
a little,
it really
like,
does. It
kick.
Really does. Yeah.
With a little
yeah,
spice.
A little spice.
A little kick. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that's crazy. So we were talking about tour, but like, what do you think has been like the craziest, just like switch up moment for you that was like being here working all these kind of minimum wage jobs and then all of a sudden just going and doing your thing and touring around? Like, what do you think is the most biggest shock between the two, I guess?
I think it's mainly just being able to play all the time, because when I'm working, I still think about the times when I'm working or studying and I'm like, I want to be making a beat right now, or I want to be playing guitar. I see other friends having a jam session and I'm like, damn, I feel left out, but I got to make money. I think, yeah, it's just being able to play all the time, and whether I'm playing something I want to play or not, like I'm still progressing in my craft and like learning something every day. And the muscle memory is there, which is crazy. Like sometimes I don't even rehearse. I mean, I do rehearse all the time. I'm just kidding. but like,
he's like, sorry, Nick.
But like, I know the second I hear the tracks and I hear the click in my ear, like I know what key I'm in. I know the chords. I know the riff I'm going to play. And if I'm really feeling comfortable, then I'll try something new. It's still trial and error, you know, like I remember serving and I'd have so many different intros. How's it going, guys? My name's Josue. What's pop? You know, it's like,
What's poppin'? You want some fries?
No. Sometimes I'm like, hey guys, how we doing? We doing tequila shots all around? Like that would
at
like
islands?
Yeah. Like, and I would do
people
it.
People are yeah. like at islands taking tequila shots?
No, but that's the thing though. It's a little awkward sometimes when you serve, right?
Yeah.
So like that breaks the ice.
Well, I say yeah. I've never been a server in my life, so I don't know. I'm like, yeah.
It breaks the ice. I'm like, all right, guys, we're doing tequila shots all around, and everyone's like, no, but like
they're like, what are you talking
about? Or maybe they do, and I like get them at a good time, and I mean, I get a good tip out of it. So
yeah, that's crazy. I think that it's just crazy in general. Just like I don't know. Okay, I had a conversation with someone like last week. 2 weeks ago, maybe. I'm dramatic, so I don't know anything about timing. I was talking to them, and it was the weirdest comment that they had said to me. And they were like, oh, this wasn't the car that I was expecting you to drive. And, like, for context,
what?
I drive a Toyota, okay? I got my little RAV4. Like, I'm living life in my RAV4. I was super excited about it. It was, like, a really big girl purchase for me. I was really excited, really happy, making some atrocious monthly payments. But that's fine. We do what we gotta do. But... They were like, that's not the kind of car that I expected you to drive. And I was like, well, what kind of car did you expect me to drive? And he's like,
G-Wagon?
No. It was the opposite. What? It was like, oh, I was just expecting you to drive kind of just like a, I don't know, just kind of like some shitty, just like whatever car. I was just like, why? And that brought up a good point to me, because it was like, I just assumed that it's kind of like the whole like starving musician aspect of things, where it's kind of like, if you're like a lot of people... Some people realize and some people don't that when you're doing music and it's your full-time thing, or even if it's not your full-time thing, like if you're not big, if you're not huge, like we're talking like Billie Eilish huge, we're talking Taylor Swift huge. It's like you really kind of are a starving musician. Like it's hard. It's so hard to be able to make music a full-time thing. And I mean, you did that.
Yeah.
You're doing music full-time.
Yeah. And it's still scary. Like, there'll be like a week or two where, you know, I don't have anything lined up, no gigs, or it's just like a dry, you know, season. And I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? Somehow it all ends up like working out at the end of the month and I'm able to pay my bills and rent. But yeah, no, it's tough, 'cause like you're not for sure. And then you can sometimes you get double booked. Like I've showed up at a gig at like a restaurant and there's another artist setting up and I'm like, damn, like first come first serve. Hey, you got here first. My fault. Like, I guess I'm gonna sit and support and watch, you know. But I've also been on the other side of that where I've come first and then another artist is like, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. Go talk to someone else, not me. But I'm here. I'm setting up. But yeah.
Does that happen often? Because I've never had an experience that where I've been double booked.
It's only happened to me once, like on both ends, I believe.
Well, at least you're like even now. Yeah. You're equal to one on both.
But like, I don't blame him. Like, it's just coordinating and, you know, some managers of restaurants, that's not what they do. They don't like manage artists, right. You know? So it's
right.
Like,
it's not like a booking thing. Yeah. They're
just kind of. Yeah. And then like, and to talk on that subject, like there are like websites that have like booking agents or like they can get you gigs in San Diego or in LA, wherever you're at. But like, that's just like, I don't know, waiting, like joining a wait list. Because there's other artists that have, like, priority because they've been coming, playing at these restaurants. People review them, give them good, you know. And so if I try to apply or try to get, like, on a regular basis performing at a restaurant, it's like, well, I'm probably the 50th person trying.
Well, it's also
that.
Hard, too, because you don't know what your schedule is like. Yeah. Like, upcoming months. Yeah. So let's say you are a regular, like, weekly at a certain place. It's like, how do you just be like, oh, shit, like, I just found out in 2 weeks I'm going on another tour.
Yeah.
And then you come back, but then it's, like, your fault. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to have you back again.
Right. Yeah. And I guess that was, like, the problem, too, I was coming into with when I was working, like, two jobs and trying to make music work. Like, I was working at a country club while Nikki told me, all right, we're going to go on tour. I'm like, oh, well, I got to let my job know. My job's not too happy about it. You know, like, we should be your priority. And I'm like, well, this is my priority, you know? Like, working at a country club is, like, not what I want to be doing the rest of my life, you know? So having to stop something consistent and then fully, like, put all my energy and, like, love and sweat and tears into trying to make this work, like, I'm making it work. But, you know, it's definitely tough. I definitely want to get, like, a teaching credential or something so I can, like, teach out of school or something. I've been thinking
that
about
that.
That
would be sick.
Yeah, like,
what would you want to teach? Just like music in general?
Yeah, just like, yeah, just anything music, like not even just guitar or bass. Like, I want to like teach kids and be like, what do you want to play? Oh, you want to play drums? Cool, I can teach you a little bit. I can teach you rhythm. Or you want to play piano? I don't know how to play piano, but I can play by ear, you know? Like,
yeah, I feel like you can play the piano. Don't say you can't play the piano, because you definitely can.
I can. I don't know what I'm playing, but I can play it.
I can make it sound like something, yeah. But I don't know what fucking chord I'm playing.
Every time I sit in front of the piano, I've played the same thing, so I think I've gotten good at that one progression that I always play.
Right.
But yeah, that's piano, and I was gifted a trumpet forever ago.
My God. I will never forget the day that Josue came over to my house and we were sitting downstairs in my living room and he brought this trumpet over, and I don't know what came over me that it was just it's like my toxic trait sometimes is thinking that I can like do stuff.
Yeah.
That like I really can't do, or like I've never tried to do before. So in that moment it was like Kendra's toxic trait is thinking that she can pick up this trumpet right here and just all of a sudden be able to be like,
but like
it tickled. And Josue has a video of me literally just like like, and it did not sound good. I maybe got a little toot of a sound out for like a millisecond.
I haven't gone that far. Like, it's coming from a saxophone. Like my friend that plays saxophone, his name is Riva. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't even try to play trumpet because like the way you have to form your lips and your tongue, like it's so weird. I don't know how to explain it, but even just to get a sound out of it, it's a lot harder compared to a saxophone. Saxophone, you just blow on it and it's you get the sound and it sounds good.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I played violin in the fourth grade in my school band and my parents hated it. Oh,
why?
Because
it's so like screechy and pitchy.
Well, it's another toxic trait. Here goes Kendra coming in with the violin thinking she's about to like rip out some AC/DC on the fucking violin. And it was atrocious. I remember sitting in the car driving home. It's this place called Bertrand's Music. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like the store that you go to like get all of your music stuff when you're in like school band.
Oh.
You like rent a violin for like the year or however long you're taking the band for.
Camp?
I've never been to band camp, no.
Okay.
What happened to band camp? My dad says that all the time. No, but I remember being on the drive home coming from Bertrand's, and I had it out, and I was playing it in the car, and I thought that it was so sick because I had learned, I think it was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and I thought that I was just this, like, child prodigy of a violinist. I really thought, and then my parents were like,
Well, you know that I played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
And that was me. Little red afro-haired me in the back of the car being like, look, oh my God, I'm so good at this. And my parents immediately at that moment realized, they were like, we've made a mistake. I think that's why they never got me a drum kit. Because my cousin Drew had a drum kit when I was younger, and I used to play it whenever I went over to their house. And I was always really excited, and I always wanted a drum kit. And I think, like, my parents have gifted me everything in the world that you could think of music-wise.
But when you were we were at church one day, and you tried, like, a riff, or trying to, you literally searched up a YouTube video.
I did.
And you tried to get down this, like, drum fill. And you got it. I was pretty impressed. You were, like, you were on it. You were, like, at it for, like, 30 minutes.
Thanks,
honey. And by the end of it, I was like, if she can do it, I can do it. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to try.
Wait, that's what made you start?
No, but just in general. Oh, I was just like, I'm like, if she can pick that up over a YouTube video. Like,
wow, what is that supposed to mean? Oh, if Kendra can do it over a YouTube video, then I can do it. Yeah. Oh, another little for context thing is that I call Josue Honey.
R.I.P. Honey.
R.I.P. Honey. So I had an old cat named S'mores, and she's now passed. Okay,
I'm laughing because people are gonna be like, "You're calling him after your dead cat."
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, but she wasn't passed when I started this thing. No.
She was very much alive.
Right. So okay. So I don't know why I had a lot of really weird nicknames for her. Her name was S'mores. I called her Honey. I called her Kui because I called her like Queen. So then it turned into Kui. Like just a slew of just random nicknames that just aren't even important. I said slew like 2 days ago.
You said it yesterday, and I was like, what does that mean? That's a new word.
It's just like a slew of things. Do you know what slew means, right? Yeah, just like a slew of.
Never heard that word before.
It's a great word. Okay, anyways, just a slew of nicknames that I had for S'mores, and I was calling her Honey for a really long time, and I started hanging out with Josue, and I vividly remember this. We were in this exact room, mm-hmm. and him and our friend Keaton came over, and
Shout out
K-10, love you, miss you. He's coming here soon.
Yes.
In May.
Yes.
It is May, and the end of the month, he's coming. But I accidentally... I was trying to talk to Josue, and then I accidentally called him Honey on accident. And ever since then, it stuck. So he has always been Honey. You're literally in my phone as Josue Honey.
Yeah, I used to. But then and then every time I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to Honey. People would be like, what? And I'm like, oh, I got to explain it. And then they're like, you call Kendra her dead cat's name. And I'm like,
but it wasn't her name.
It was her nickname.
It was just a nickname. It was just a whole thing. And then remember the whole, when I had my crutches. So I had broken my foot because I was walking up the stairs and I tripped. And I broke the fifth metatarsal in my foot. And I almost had to get surgery.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm really clumsy. It's not okay. But I remember that we had all hung out. Like you, me, and Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
And we, again, were in this room, and I had my crutches, and we were talking about a reference to something that we don't need to bring up because it's an old TV show. And you that said that, or was it Keaton that said it? No, it was you that said
it. Me.
Because I'm like panning the camera at Keaton, and then I pan it to you, and Josue is like examining my crutch, and he just goes, imagine. A stick up your ass.
Did you take that video down?
No, I didn't. I never posted it. It was on Snapchat. Oh, I still have it. Okay. Should I add a little clip? No. No, but that was the funniest thing. It was just completely out of context. Just okay. Well, anyways, let's talk about more about your music and stuff. So, like, what would you say your like biggest musical inspirations are for your music, and kind of go into like what your genre is, what you feel like is your stuff.
My genre is I like to title it as R&B, very soulful, and a little bit of lo-fi, just because that's what I started producing. So sometimes when I like make a song, I go with the intention of like not really making it a full song or a full instrumental, but yeah, the main people I think about when I'm producing is John Mayer, a lot, just for his guitar playing, also his lyricism and melodies. But when I'm looking for groove or like pocket stuff, I think about Mac Harris or Tomish, who are Tomish is in the UK and then Mac is in New York. So it's pretty cool. I think it's I never thought I'd be into R&B, especially when I was younger, because I was so like into pop, into Bruno Mars, Jason Mraz, and like acoustic song, Passenger, stuff like that. And it wasn't until I kind of dove into more John Mayer stuff and saw like it, just different styles when he would solo or improvise. And there's so many things. There's so many videos of him. There's countless videos of him that I've like broken down.
You got it. And
dissected and just try to understand like what he's doing musically and seeing if I can implicate that into my music. But I feel like whenever I finish a song, I always try to find the song that inspired it, because I never really know it until the song's finished. And I listen to that song, I find it, and I'm like, oh, I kind of mimicked that melody or that harmony or that guitar line. Something always stems back to like a song I've been listening to for a while, because it's just, you know, it gets stuck in your head, you know. And I feel like you subconsciously start writing. Like you're just showing me, like, right before we started, you were playing the chords to Creep. And you're like, oh, I started writing the song. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, my cat just decided to take a grand leap. Yeah, no, it's crazy. That's why it's so hard sometimes being a musician, a singer, creative in that aspect, because like you could come up with something and basically write and finish and record an entire song. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact be like, oh shit, this sounds just like blah, 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 blah. But if you don't notice it, if you post it on TikTok, if you post it on wherever, like, someone will talk to you about it.
100%.
Someone will be you stole this.
Or someone will notice it. Or, like, maybe it won't go to that extent, but, like, someone will be like, hey, this sounds like this.
I saw there was this guy, and I wish that I knew his TikTok username, but I don't remember what it was. He was promoting a really sick song. It was so good, but it literally gave off like the exact same vibes and exact same melody as another song, which I personally don't mind, as long as it's not like done with malintentions. Is that what the word is for that? Like bad intentions. As long as it's not done with bad intentions where you're like purposefully trying to steal someone's song. I mean, you're bound to copy it a melody, you're bound to copy a riff, because holy shit, there's been music coming out for hundreds of years
and people use the same chord progressions too,
right? So how, like, many chord progressions, like, realistically are there?
Not that many.
But I heard this thing, there's a person who is, I guess, some guy that used AI to literally come up with every single, well, you might think of it in this way,
I think it's cool, but like it
well, okay, he came up, he used AI to come up with every single chord progression that is not copyrighted.
Oh, wow.
And made it public domain.
Oh, wow.
So that no one could copyright, like, certain melodies, certain whatever. That's just what I heard.
That's pretty cool.
I heard that from someone else. Yeah. But, like, that's what I mean. It's because you look at certain songs and certain artists and stuff, and it's like a lot of it's copyrighted. Like, one of my friends was trying to release a song, but it sounded too close melody to a really, really, really popular artist. They were trying to get approval, and it didn't get approval. So she couldn't release the song.
I think it was Ed Sheeran that had to go to court, and I forget what song it was in reference to, but they said that he stole the chord progression for the song. And then he literally brought his guitar to the trial and was like, literally listen to these chords. I can play you 10 songs with the same chords.
It was Ed Sheeran, too, that I think that said, like, it was a 4-chord chord progression. No, and he literally ended up playing, like, 50-plus songs
with the same chord progression. It's crazy. And then, like, once you understand that musically, it's like, it baffles me, because the same chord progression, yet other people have been able to play it the same, but have been able to build a different melody around it each time. So it keeps evolving and evolving, and it's the same chord progression.
It's just crazy. Like, all of that is so crazy. Because I'll play something and my dad will be like, oh, it sounds like this song. But then, of course, being my dad, he can never remember what song it is. But, you know, it's everywhere. Because there are so many songs out in the world. There are so many songs that get released each day. So what are the odds that your song is going to sound like someone else's? Probably pretty high.
It's very high.
And there's really no way of getting around it, even if you have or haven't heard the song that sounds similar.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that goes, like, I think that's why DJs, like, love mixing songs together. And I think that's why it works really well for DJs, is that, like, all you got to change is maybe the key. It may be a full or half, it's like semitone off. just adjust it and then change the BPM and it sounds the same. Yeah. And like it mixes in really well and you can create like a whole vibe off of that.
It's just crazy how that stuff works.
Yeah.
Like super crazy. Okay, well, we're going to go into a fun little segment. That's our little game. Little game time.
You didn't tell me.
Little game time. Don't look at my screen because you're going to find secrets on here.
You didn't tell me about this game.
I told you we were going to play a game, but I didn't tell you what game it was because I wanted you to be not prepared for it.
I'm not prepared.
I want to make you nervous. Are you feeling nervous?
What is the game?
It's a word association.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
To a song. So I'm going to give you random words.
Okay.
And you're going to have literally maybe like 5 seconds. I'm going to count in my head to think of a song lyric of a certain song.
Okay. Dang.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you feeling prepared?
No.
Are you okay with not feeling prepared?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you an easy one first. This one I'm going to say, I know what song you're going to think of first. Okay. And yes, it's okay. If it's at least for this word, yes, it's okay if it's combined with another word, because I know what song you're gonna sing when it comes to this. And if I'm wrong, I'm actually gonna be really shocked.
What song?
Why would I tell you the song?
What word?
Why would I just
tell me
give
the word?
You? Okay, your word, your first word, wall.
Wonderwall. Is that the first thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's not two words. I think it's one word.
Yeah, it's just
Wonderwall
one word.
Is just
yeah,
one
yeah.
word.
It's just one word.
Okay, well, okay. For the next ones, I need you to actually sing me a little line. Not okay. just say Wonderwall. But you had the right intentions there, the right enthusiasm, okay. and I appreciate
All
it.
Right.
Okay, your second one is song.
Song?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little song I wrote for you. You know what? You know what the song is?
I don't think it's for you. It's here's a little song I wrote.
Yeah, be happy. I got it though, right?
No, that was good.
Okay, cool.
That was
okay.
good. Ding, little point. Ding, point for Josue. Okay, your next one. Cry.
Cry me a river.
Oh, that's right? a good song. That's a really good song.
I couldn't think of anything that had cry in it. Yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind.
I think the only thing that I thought of when I was writing these was the, I think it says it in a Noah Cyrus song. I love Noah Cyrus.
Yeah, she's cool. I need to listen more of her.
She's really sick. Okay. I think I know what song you're going to do for this one, too.
Grenade.
No.
I'd be like, that was, that'd be
what? Weird.
I don't know. I'm feeling Bruno Mars right now.
Okay. The first one. Why am I saying the first one? We've third done one. Multiple
this is,
of
this,
these.
This is the third one.
This is actually the fourth one.
Oh.
But thank you.
Well, the first one didn't count. First one was one.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Just third one.
Okay. Fire.
Fire. Oh, gosh. Fireball. Pitbull.
I thought you were going to do this girl is on fire.
I was getting there, but then I thought of Pitbull and...
Fireball.
Bum, 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 ba, dum, bum. Right?
Yeah. Da, 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 yep. da. Okay, this one, this next word. Could be kind of complicated if you don't think about it correctly.
Onomatopoeia?
What? What is even happening in your brain right now? Like, I want to understand what you're even thinking about.
You said
about.
A complicated word. I thought of...
No! No, I don't say... I don't mean it's a complicated, like, word in that aspect. I just mean, like just think about it, okay?
Say the word.
Enough.
Enough about... it's your song. Enough about me. It's really hard to play. I can't even.
Yeah, remember earlier in the podcast when you said that you study the lyrics and memorize the lyrics of the artists that you play their songs?
We'll see. Like, what's the next one?
Sorry to rant.
What is it?
Is that
the pickup line?
Complete the line. Sorry to rant.
I really don't
enough
know.
About me.
Okay, enough about me.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, next word is questions. That's a hard one.
I have no idea.
If I'm being honest, the only one that I can think of is one song, and I don't think you know it.
I have no idea. I can't think of a lyric.
Josue is wrong! Incorrect! No, the only one that I had was a Camila Cabello song. I got questions for you. That was the only song that I could think of.
She's really pretty.
She is really pretty. Mm-hmm. Who's your celebrity crush?
Either Ana de Armas.
I knew that.
Or oh my gosh, High School Musical. Why can't I remember her name?
Olivia Rodrigo?
No, High School Musical. Like,
oh, like not High School Musical, the musical?
No, no, not the musical.
Like just regular High School. Vanessa Hudgens?
Yes, Vanessa Hudgens.
I love Vanessa Hudgens. She's so pretty. Wow.
Yes.
Vanessa Hudgens. You know what that just made me think of? Bridget Mendler. Have you seen?
She's got some cool ass music.
No. Have you, what are you talking about? I'm so excited right now. Oh my God. I'm caught in all my cords. Have you seen a thing where people are saying that she's a time traveler?
You coming into like some deep TikTok.
No, Josue.
Late at night on TikTok. No. It's some conspiracy theories.
No. She's a time traveler. I'm telling you right now, she is a time traveler. Really? I'm excited. She's a time traveler. Well, you know that she went to school. I'm pretty sure she got a PhD.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure she also went to law school.
Yep, she's like goated. She just has like
all of these crazy things. And then I think she's doing something right now with like...
Neuroscience or no, is it?
That's me. No, no. I think it's like something space. Like I want to say like SpaceX, like Elon. She's kind of doing like her own kind of like version of SpaceX. Like that could be totally wrong, FYI. Like that could be so incorrect.
I heard she's pretty cool. She's doing a lot of cool
stuff.
But
you know what I mean? Space time travel?
Yeah.
She's a time traveler, bro. What is that? She's a witch. The wicked wisdom.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I think my monster is kicking in. I think this is a good time to say monster music, please sponsor me. I drink maybe like two of these a day.
How did I know you were
maybe like
do this?
Three of these a day. They're really good. This is my favorite one, the white zero sugar monsters.
Do you know what they put in those things?
I don't want to know.
I found out through Instagram.
Well, I can read it to carbonated water.
It's bad.
Citric acid.
There's a lot of bad things.
A bunch of words that I can't pronounce. I don't care.
Have you Have you drank water today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I think that was like, you think? Like,
you know what that thing? It's like when people have their significant others and it's like the girlfriend is like,
oh, 100%.
My head hurts. Yeah. And the boyfriend's like, oh, I'm sorry. Have you drank any water today? He's like, no, I haven't drank any water in like 5 days.
That's my sister too. Like my sister's petite and like, she doesn't eat much when we eat. But I'm like, girl, you eat like a little bird. Did you drink water? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe yesterday was. I'm like, what? Like,
girls don't drink water like that.
I wonder why. Like,
girls just. I don't know. Well, some girly pops do be drinking water
girly
like that.
Pops?
Well, because it's like the rise of the Stanley. You know what I mean? It first was the rise of the Hydro Flask, and everyone and their mothers had the Hydro Flask. But now it's like the Stanley. But I will say, I'm not shitting on anyone because I do have a Stanley and I love it.
They're cool.
I just like being able to hold it.
I agree.
With the little like
side
thing.
I used to like bring one on tour when I first started, and it got so annoying.
A Stanley?
I think it was a Hydro. It was a Hydro Flask, and like, I would have to empty it all the time, or I had to finish it because there's nothing to like pour the water out at the airport. I'm not buy something. I'm like, I gotta chug this whole gallon like of Hydro.
Dude, I had the worst experience at the airport one time with my Hydro Flask that I used to have. It was a Yeti, I think, because I was coming home from Texas. I had just bought this Yeti, and it didn't have any water in it or anything. No, I think it was a Hydro. I don't know. It doesn't matter, Kendra. Why are you focusing on that? I don't know. And the guy that was doing like the TSA check or whatever, he looks at me and he's like, you can't bring this in. And I was like, yes, I can. And he's like, no, you can't. And I was like, why?
I wonder what like the TSA people or like airport people do with those stuff. Like,
well, he didn't take it from me because literally after like 2 minutes of full blown like me trying to get into an argument with this guy because I had just spent so much money on this thing, he was like, I'm just kidding. And I was like, what do you mean you're kidding? Why would you do that? I'm already stressed out enough going through TSA. I gotta expose myself, pull the dogs out, wiggle my toes around. I gotta stand in this little
thing. Not if you have pre-SAT,
pre-TSA check?
Yes, that's what I meant.
I gotta stand in that freaking machine. I feel like I'm Bridget Mendler. I'm going to space, dude. You gotta put your arms up. No, but there was one time that I went to the airport that they apparently, if you're under the age of like 13 or 14 or something like that, you don't have to go through that machine. And I was going through and they were like, oh, like you don't have to take your shoes off. You don't have to take anything off. And I was like, why? And they're like, oh, if you're under the age of whatever, 13 or 14, you don't have to go through it. And I was like, I'm 19. And they were like, oh, okay. But in retrospect, I probably shouldn't have even said anything.
Yeah, you should.
Because then I didn't even want to go through the thing.
Yeah.
How much jewelry I wear? I wear like tons of chains.
Did they make you take them off?
They made me take them off one time. But then my mom's going in there with like a, she's got like a metal knee or something like that. Like she goes in there and she's all beep, 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 like everywhere.
I always freak out because I leave my chapstick in my pocket sometimes. And I had cargo pants and I was like freaking out. And I felt it like right as I was about to get scanned. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to pat me down everywhere. Like
they're going to pat you down for some chapstick. Why didn't you just pull it out really quick and just be like, oh shoot, sorry. I forgot that I had this in my pocket.
I've now, literally because of that incident, because they didn't say anything and I didn't say anything. I'm like, oh, okay, chapstick's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like chapstick's fine.
I know it
is. They're just going to be like, what's that?
Yeah, and there's nothing. If they pat me, I'll be like, oh, that's my chapstick.
Yeah, that's crazy. Have you heard the theory about like everyone's hotter at the airport?
Like hotter, like temperature-wise? Or like
No, like more attractive. It's like the airport thing. It's like you go to the airport, like I would see a guy, you would see a girl, whatever, and it's like them being all mysterious.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, the mysterious aspect of like, where are you going? Like,
where are you going?
Where are you traveling to?
Like, ew, where are you traveling to?
No, like,
yuck.
No, like, it's just like intriguing. Like, yeah, no, I agree with you.
Thank you. Oh, this way doesn't like admitting I'm right sometimes. It's okay. I wasn't
disagreeing. I said you were right.
It's been like 7 years, a little late, but
a little late okay. For what?
For you to finally agree with me sometimes, because a lot of times I'm correct and you are incorrect.
Yeah.
See, he still can't even really agree.
It's not gonna happen.
It's so rude. Okay, well, let's completely sidetrack from this whole conversation.
You were in the middle of a game.
We were, but we finished the game.
That was it.
That was all my questions that I had.
I wanted to redeem myself.
I'll give you one more. How about that?
Okay. What is it?
Well, I haven't even thought about it yet. Give me a second.
What is it?
Okay. Well, the first thing that's kind of in my head is literally baby, but that's like everything. And I feel like you're going to go, baby, 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 oh.
Like for the audience, that's one of the first songs I learned how to cover ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Baby by Justin Bieber?
This is why I didn't want to tell people, because like that reaction alone, like,
no, it's not a bad reaction.
No, I know,
it's
but
just
like,
shocking,
I know,
given
like
the kind of music that you make.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean now, but like when I first started, like I was covering like just like I was such a big fan of like young Justin Bieber. Like
that's crazy.
Yeah, I Justin Bieber is dope. His like his whole like artistry and just
what is him. It like Changes or whatever, his like new thing, Changes. Or one of his newer things, I guess.
There's a record that he produced or that he like released, and it's all R&B hits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah,
that made me think of you. But the last thing that I would ever think of is you listening to like Baby Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 13, I had my first love. And then when I get it, I don't know the rest of the lyrics, so I just kind of filled them in as I pleased. Okay, wait. Sleep. There's a word.
Does it have to have like the word sleep in it? Or
yeah.
Like,
no, it has to have. Just sing me a song lyric that has the word sleep. So you wanted me to give you another one, but I shouldn't have even, because you say you want to redeem yourself. But
I thought
I'd be good at this.
Yeah, I thought I'd be good at this. I've seen videos of this, and I don't think I did too well.
It's like anxiety.
It is.
It's anxiety. That's what it is.
Sleep. I'm thinking of John Bell, and last night I woke the fuck up.
Yeah,
but
then,
I know, but like he's talking about.
That's
like,
a great song.
It's
wow,
so
I haven't even heard of that. You know who I love?
Who?
Steven
Sanchez.
why did I forget who I was talking about? Mid, what is it? AJR or A?
Oh yeah, AJR.
AJR.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Love.
Yeah.
Love. I've been seeing so many videos of their tour and stuff, TikTok, and how they go in the crowd for one of the segments.
Oh really? They do?
Yeah. There's like a thing where it's like everyone was wondering why there was just like a bunch of empty seats in front of them, like in the nosebleeds, and then they literally came out and
that's
like
cool.
Sat there. I'm pretty sure that was AJR.
Correct me if I'm wrong. AJR has done some pretty cool stuff during the Jingle Ball. Tour, they did like a live looping, like explaining all the like stems of the song, and they did them all live, and then they brought it together.
How was Jingle Ball for you? Because you did Jingle Ball with Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Jingle Ball was wow. I think that changed my brain chemistry for sure, because I've talked to a couple friends that have like played arenas or stuff like that, but it's like it's something you imagine but you can't make reality. until it happens and you're like, oh my gosh. Like, and it's cool because on the Jingle Ball Tour, you're on like a rotating stage. So, you know, like.
That would scare the shit out of
Yeah, but
me.
Honestly, it feels so cool because like sometimes walking onto onto a stage, like right when you're about to perform, like you feel like you're going to like pass out. Like, I feel like you've definitely.
So it eliminates being able to walk. You just be, you're
Yeah. Because like, you're like, all right, like Nikki Orr, you're on deck. Get your, you know, people on there. We, you know, we line check. We get everything ready. And then they count us down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we start spinning.
It's like one of those spinning charcuterie boards.
Sure.
So like you spin it around because like the hummus is on one side, and then you spin it around because you want a piece of ham on the other side.
I've never been a fan of charcuterie boards, so. But I know what you're talking about, you know.
But Jingle Ball was good. What do you think was your best like experience you had at Jingle Ball? Like if you had one moment that was like, this is my one greatest favorite moment.
Okay, so I have two. I think the first one that came to mind.
Okay, I asked for one. No, I'm kidding.
I have two. I asked. The first one that came to mind was meeting Khalid.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Cause like we met in passing, and we were like, I was with Nikki, your team, and he was with his team, or I think our dressing rooms were right next to each other too, cause like. You see Nikki Orr, and then like right next to it's Khalid, and I'm like, oh my god! But he comes out. I think he was about to go perform, and you know, I think Nikki kind of stops him. He's like, "Hey, Khalid, how's it going?" And then he stops and he introduced himself and repeated our names to like back to us when he introduced himself, which I thought was super nice and genuine. And I've heard that like so many good things about Khalid, how he remembers like fans' names and stuff like that.
That's the best.
So it was very humbling, and like he's a big inspiration too, especially during high school. American team came out and he blew up, and that was cool. And then I guess the other big moment was performing on the same stage that I've seen John Mayer perform at, which was at in LA, at the, what is the stadium called? The Forum.
The Forum in LA.
You're like, oh my gosh.
Well, because you looked at me and then I got scared because I wasn't expecting a question to be directed at me and I didn't know the answer.
Yeah, so I remember that was a surreal night because I always feel like I get so nervous when I play in LA because I know it's very musician populated, and I feel like everyone that goes to a show is like a musician or an artist, a singer, someone in the music industry. So like, I can't fuck up. I can't mess up. And then to put a cherry on top, Chance Friarlo, who plays drums for Nikki, He tells me, I got to meet a good friend, his name is Jacob Brown, insane guitar player, and he tells me, hey Sway, just know Jacob's coming today, okay, so don't fuck up. And that like, and it's like 5 minutes before we're going on stage, and I'm like, what?
I poop my pants.
Yeah, it's like, it's the equivalent of saying if John Mayer is like watching, and I'm like, what? Like, no. No.
Well, but here's the thing. You could tell me a name, and I could have no clue who they are and be like, this person's coming, so don't fuck up. I don't care if I know who they are or not.
Yeah.
I would shit my pants.
Yeah.
That would be the... It's, like, the worst experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, because
then you're
scary.
Just in your head the whole time.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, like, he did that to, like, mess with me, but also, like, just to, like, also... To make it, I think he was making it come off as like, you know, don't sweat it, bro. Like, have fun. You
right.
Know, don't think about it too much. And like,
don't think about it too much. And he tells you not to fuck up.
No, I know.
Oh my God.
But I think,
that would do the opposite for me. That would do the opposite.
No,
I'd
but
be
like,
so scared.
Like, you know, it's been a couple of times that Jacob's seen me play live and like, you know, I like, I feel like I'm a little kid going up to their dad or like their parents. How'd I do? You think, you know, did you hear me mess up? No? Okay, cool.
You do that to me after every show that you do that I go to. That's like one of the, the first thing you say is thank you for coming. And then you go, how did it sound?
Yeah.
Was it okay?
Like
did I mess up?
Like, tell me like truthfully, honestly, like, did I sound bad?
Like, could you imagine if one day I was just like, yeah, you sounded like shit? I would never say that, obviously, because you would never sound like shit. But I'm just saying, like, what would be your reaction to that?
I you're like... I don't know. I'd honestly just take. I'll be like, I'm gonna let this simmer.
It's one of those things where it's like, I wish I kind of didn't ask that question.
Well, sometimes I don't like asking it, but I feel like I have to. It helps you grow. Yeah, it helps me grow. But then, like, for example, like on the Jingle Ball tour, we were covering Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. And I remember I had, like, the solo in it, which is, it's not a hard solo, but, like, everyone knows a guitar solo. And I remember finding a video. I think Chance found it. He went back in YouTube to see like if people uploaded videos, and they uploaded the one video where I messed it up on. Like messed up the solo. Were people
commenting that you had messed up?
No, I don't think people noticed. Okay. But I remember like watching it with Chance, and then with Chance he's like, "Ooh, I heard that," and I'm like, "Yeah, ouch." And then I remember like watching it with my other friend, and he heard it and he laughed so hard, and I was like, honestly, I don't know why I'm like overthinking it. Like it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like and like his laughing reacting to me hitting an absolute sour note, I was like, whoa. Like like this is hilarious. Like it's not that big of a deal. Like I'm not a perfect human. I'm not like
right.
I'm not AI or like everything I do is gonna be perfect. So like
right.
My emotions kick in. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm looking over. I'm like, wait, I gotta play this line.
Okay, well, we've talked a lot about you, like, being a touring musician, doing all that stuff. We kind of briefly talked about you doing your own music. So,
yeah.
You have a new song coming out soon.
Yes.
Called Late Last Night.
Late Last Night. Yeah, I am.
I've been seeing the promo. Looking very slay of you, honey.
Thanks. I'm still getting used to, like...
You see how he gets nervous when I compliment him?
it's just, like, I think when anyone compliments that, like, my artistry, just because, like, I feel like so many artists are just trying to shove that down everyone's throat. And I understand everyone's after the same goal. But right. Like, you know, right when before we started this, I was hanging out with the Nicky Yor team and Sammy Rash, our opener. And I was just listening to my mix. And, like, I'm not like, all right, guys, I'm playing my music. Check it out. Yeah. Like, tell me what you think. No, I'm like, I'm listening to it, you know, just for me. But if someone wants to comment on it, yeah, I'll talk about it. And Sammy Rash and his producer Will, they come into the room. They're like, "Yo, what's that you're playing? It's dope. It's a vibe." And I'm like, "That's me." And they're like, "That's you." And I'm like, "Yeah." Like,
that must feel so good if it's because it's like you're it's not natural. Asking someone for their opinion.
Yeah.
You're just it's just naturally it's, there. Yeah, they didn't know it was you, and you're just kind of they're just kind of naturally yeah. reacting to it. I feel like that's the best thing ever.
I get butterflies, like you know, like and especially like I feel like most of my friends and like. Even if they don't, they're not like, oh, Josue knows music or he's posting music, you know. Oh, like Kendra's always posting music. So I don't want to just like, you know, tell people like just go like my stuff, you know. Like I want it right. to happen naturally.
Right.
You know, which is also like kind of tough too. You know,
so with the song that you're releasing, what is it? Tell the people what kind of it's about. Wait, well, first, when are you're releasing this at the end of this month?
Yeah,
in May.
Yeah, I think May 30th. I think is the Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, at the end of the month, we just finished. I had finished the Nicky Yor tour, which is nice. But yeah, I wrote this song almost 2 years ago, and I wrote it because of a relationship that was. It didn't end well. She cheated on me, and I guess I didn't write about it or talk about it, really, or implement those feelings or emotions into music until I started writing this song, and I only had, like, bits and pieces to it until I brought it to my friend Andres, who helped me produce it and made it sound like butter. It sounds so good now. But, yeah, it reminds me of, like, 2000s R&B, and... yeah, I don't know what else to say about the song.
so about like past relationship.
Yeah.
Cheated on.
Mm-hmm. First girlfriend. Yeah. It was years ago. Like when I was like a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's gone. I hope she's doing well. But yeah, how I got told was hurt. I got told over text. Yeah. So, and it wasn't even like a long explanation, but like. It in the song I'm talking about how I stay, like it was late in the evening when you came home late last night. I don't know what hit me. That obviously didn't happen, but it's just like you. I feel like you'd be able to tell if you had a partner, and they came home and they didn't like comfort you or hug you or like even though you were asleep. You know, like yeah. Like just going through that. I feel like I was at the time I didn't know what it was connecting to, but then once I finished it, I was like, oh, I'm definitely talking about my first relationship. And I think I was able to invoke those emotions really well. And, I think I'm going to make an acoustic version of it. Cause that's how I originally wrote it. So I want to release this like studio version, which I've never had so many hands like be put on a record. There's three guitar players. I'm playing bass on it. I got a guy playing drums, who's phenomenal. And, Andres adding his production skills on it. So yeah, it's going to be a fun song. And I hope people dig it. I wish I had enough money to make a dope, cool music video, but I think that's later down the line.
Later down the line. You could be bougie on a budget.
Yeah, we can.
I'm gonna use my camera. I don't know why immediately I was like, we'll get down in the dirt. I don't know why. I just wanted to say in the dirt. I don't know. You were saying about like kind of sucks being like told, like texted.
Yeah.
About that stuff. I don't know what's worse because I've been cheated on, but I wasn't told. I found out about it.
Do you like another person?
No, I was using his phone for something.
Oh.
And he was sitting right next to me. And this is actually like we were pranking our friends, pretending that we were like going at the airport, going somewhere over Snapchat or whatever. Yeah, I don't know why we thought this was like a funny idea, whatever. But I was like, oh, like give me your phone and I'll send it from yours. And so I went on Google because I was going to go pull up a random thing. Mm-hmm. And it came up like this website called Meet Me or something, which I guess is like also a dating app or something like that. And it came up the web browser of it because he was trying to be smart with it and he didn't download the app. He was just using it on the web browser. Oh, and I had found out that he was talking to all these people. And you know what was crazier is his excuse. He was like, oh, no. I just like finding catfishes on there. I like finding people who are catfishing and like exposing catfishes. And I'm like scrolling through all the messages and I'm like, you are not exposing any catfishes here. Like here. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been catfished before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Like in person? Like you saw them?
No, but like it was like the profile was like a really pretty person. And I was like, and then I don't know who it was. It was like, I was like in middle school, high school.
Oh.
And then, I don't know, like I was told by someone else and they were like, oh yeah, that person is not that person. That person is this person. And I knew them. And I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna let that be. I'm not gonna, I can't confront that.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
So I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna let that be.
Yeah, no, that's so scary.
It takes me back to like Kick. Did you ever have Kick?
Oh my God, of course I had Kick. You know why I had Kick? Because that was where all my like fandom, like I was a part of so many like One Direction group chats.
Oh my God.
That they were all on Kick.
That's crazy, yeah.
Everything was on Kick. I don't even understand what the point of Kick was. Also, a reason I used Kick though was because when I was younger, sorry to my parents who are definitely listening to this, they would take my phone away, not because I was in trouble, but
my
like
there
was no reason for me to have my phone past like 10 p.m.
Agreed. Yeah.
In like middle school or wherever, whenever it was. And so I had my iPod that they didn't realize that I could message people on. So I had Kick downloaded. So when they would take my phone and charge it in their room and I couldn't have it till the next morning, I would just be like messaging all my friends on Kick. On my little iPod. Because this is before, like, iMessage was a thing. So you couldn't iMessage people on the iPod touches.
Dang.
Yeah. But being cheated on is crazy. But, yeah. But again, what I was saying is I don't know what is worse, being told or finding out about it.
I mean, I guess.
I feel like it would almost hurt more being told.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I've thought about this from, like, many, like, perspectives. Like, what if she called me? What if she waited to, like, tell me in person? Like, I don't know how I would have reacted because, like, it was just a normal day. But, like, I feel like, have you ever, like, been texting someone and you can just tell the energy that they're, like, sending over text? As weird as that sounds, like, I feel like you can, like if someone means something, they'll put a period or sometimes, like.
That's why I texted you today. I was texting Josue and I
was running late and I was like, hey, like something came up, but like I'll be there in like 15, 20 minutes.
Right. And I messaged back and I was just like, that's fine.
You just said okay.
No, I didn't just say okay. I said okay. Like when you come in, just open the front door, like, but just lock it when you come back inside. And it auto put periods because I was using voice to text. Yeah, and so then I realized that and I didn't want him to think I was mad at him. So I sent another text after that being like, also, I'll literally read you exactly what it said. Because honestly, if this doesn't describe our friendship, I don't know what does. I literally said the front door. I said, okay, the front door is unlocked. Just come upstairs when you get here. Can you lock the front door when you walk inside, though, please? Thank you. And then I said, also, I'm not adding the periods because I'm mad at you. I'm using voice to text. And he just hearted it.
Yeah. When I read that, I was like, I came in. I'm like, this can go both ways. Either she's like, hey, honey, like all sassy because I'm like late or it's like just nothing. And it's like, hey, honey. So
you know what it was? What? Is you came in and I was like, honey, say the bead.
Oh, yeah, it was bead. I'm like, okay, she's distracted by bead. Bead, help me out. Bead, you got me.
Bead can always distract me. Oh, my beautiful cat. For those listening, Budweiser is his name. Bead is what everyone calls him.
Yep.
Okay, well, anyways, your song. So I'm super excited. The song is coming out. Are you going to be doing like more promo? Like, what's kind of your marketing decisions prior to releasing the song? Or are you just kind of going to release it and just say like, throw it at the wall, whatever happens.
I mean, like, yeah, I've heard so many just like strategies, like no one really knows. And everyone's just like throwing shit at the wall, hoping it'll stick, you know, like even people that like advertise like, oh, like, if you sign with me, I can help you get like followers, but like everyone's still just trying new things. So I don't feel like there's a necessarily like good way to go about like marketing my music. I mean, I was surprised that when I posted, you know, the little promo video of like the second verse of the song, like, I mean, to me, like I got like, you know, 2,500 plays. Like that's a lot to me. Like that feels good to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I hate to compare myself, but, I mean, I do it naturally. You know, I see other people's videos. I'm like, damn, they have, like, 100,000 views, and I only have 2,000, you know? But, like, I'm so happy, you know, producing and releasing the music I am, but...
But you think about it, and it's like, sure, it's 2,000 people, whatever, mm-hmm. and you're comparing it to people who are getting hundreds of thousands. But when you think about it realistically, imagine all 2,000 of those people in a room that you're playing in front of. And I know you've heard that thousands of times. People say it all the time.
And I think I enjoy that analogy, because it just gives me comfort, you know, like... Whether or not I can sell out a room, like I feel like I can if I'm performing. And I feel like you've been at a show where I played at Music Box, and Music Box is like a 700 cap room, like, and there's only been like what, 50 people?
I think we had a little more than 50, but it looks like there's a smaller amount of people, because given that the venue is so big,
right? And
it's like there's a lot of empty space in there if you're not filling it out.
So like even then, like I feel like I'd give the same energy to like, you know, a big crowd compared to a small crowd. But as far as like, you know, getting ready to release a song, I did a photo shoot with Chachi, who you shot with, and shout out Chachi.
I love Chachi. Amazing. Wow.
And, you know, she's just a great hang and great person. So we took some photos and they came out really cool. You saw a couple of them, but I think, I want to take another photo shoot to try and capture like kind of more like a clean aesthetic for like an R&B single drop. I'll probably just be teasing it like on acoustically on TikTok and on my Instagram and stuff like that. But I mean, sometimes like I'll like post something about it for a week and then it's out and I'm on to the next song. Like I released a song back in February and I'd been working so much on just trying to finish another song that I forgot that I legit released another one. And I think that's kind of good that I'm able to finish an idea, finish a concept. Awesome. It's out. Cool. That's like book closed, chapter closed. Like let's start a new one. Not to get like hung up on that vibe and to always come back around to it when I have a live show. But I've been trying to force myself to like write more and sing more. And I feel like my vocal capability is getting better. And also because I'm around you and around Chance, Nikki, you know, We The Commas. And I'm just hearing so many amazing voices that like. Yeah, I feel like it's gonna have to have like a certain play in my music or in my musicianship. So
I think everything like inspires from different aspects, mm-hmm. and so I think that's just super cool because you can pull from tons of different things.
Oh yeah,
because when I first met you, you weren't doing a whole load of things like vocally,
mm-hmm.
but now you're doing so many more things vocally that I'm really excited about it. Because for a while, like, you did not like doing that.
No, I didn't. You know, it felt weird hearing my voice back, or I sing a song and I hear it back and I'm like, I get discouraged.
Right.
But then I have to finish and see the vision through. Like, I get the mix back. I got the mix back for late last night and I was like, it's not hitting yet. But then the fourth one came and I was like, it hits. So that was just, I keep giving it different chances, you know?
Yeah.
Chance over chance. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on to a little segment of the Schools Out podcast.
There's another segment? How many segments are we doing?
We've only done like one segment. It was the game. Okay. Another segment on the Schools Out podcast, which is kind of highlighting some really cool artists, and some of them are going to be like small artists, new artists, up and coming artists. So usually what's going to be happening is that there's a link on the Instagram link tree or website, everything like that, where you guys can actually apply to submit your songs, and you can upload kind of just about what the song is, submit it. Submit your music because we want to try to promote as many people as we can. But for today, I thought it'd be fun to have Josue kind of take it away and highlight an artist that he thinks is going to be put in the spotlight right now. So take it away, Josue.
The artist that like first comes to mind is Topeka Clementine. And it's the main guy in charge. His name is Kai. Awesome dude. I've had the privilege of like maybe playing an open mic night with him. And he's like, do you need a drummer? I'm like, sure, hop on the drums. I think Aiden was playing with us too. And
I love that. For context too, Kai is so sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he's like, I've met him on multiple different occasions, whether it be his own show or he's supporting someone else's show. I always have to say what's up and, you know, show love. But yeah, I remember I was on the We the Commas tour, which was a couple months ago. And actually prior to this, I had a jam session with Dylan and Aiden. And Dylan is part of Topeka Clementine. It's like a collective of different artists around San Diego, and they're all like just coming together and making, you know, one sound, which I think is lovely. But Dylan showed us this song, and then it was a song that, you know, helped Topeka Clementine get noticed, you know, blow up a little bit. And I remember hearing it and looking at Aiden, and we both looked at each other and we're like, that's a sound that's gonna blow up. Like that has to blow up. And, you know, next thing I know, he's like doing promo for it, and it's nothing like nothing high quality, but it's just he's getting the message through, and just the riff of the piano that he made, it is like timeless. And yeah, I think it'd be dope to have him on the podcast. I feel like you'd get a lot of cool stuff out of him. I feel like he has a lot to say about his artistry. And I was following him on the We the Commentator, and I noticed like, oh my gosh, the sound like is blowing up. Follower count was like 20,000. Next week, it's like 30,000. I was like, oh my gosh, like it's working.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy how that, stuff like that works.
And I was showing the comma boys. I'm like, yo, like check it out. Cause you know, everyone knows everyone in San Diego, I feel like, but they were like, that's insane. Like a sound that he probably didn't even think was going to blow up. Probably. I don't know what he had in mind for it, but I'm glad it's getting love and people are appreciating that type of music, because it's jazz. It's like old school jazz. And I feel like now with so many different sounds and like, you know, things evolving, that kind of gets pushed to the side. Yeah. And not too many people talk about jazz. And I feel like I'm getting to that age where, you know, people don't want to go out anymore. Like going out is like, you know, it feels fake. So let's go to jazz night. Let's go to a jazz club. That sounds cool.
I want to go to a jazz club.
Right? You know, get dressed up. Get dressed up like nice and fancy, you know. Go to a jazz club.
Like some Great Gatsby attire.
Yeah, yeah. Or some like, I think of
Lala. So why haven't you invited me to a jazz club?
I've never gone to one.
So when are we going?
Let's go to one. I'm down.
Right now.
I don't know if they have one right now.
We'll play a little segment because you guys have definitely probably heard this. TikTok, Instagram Reels, whatever.
Yeah.
Seriously, so good.
Ponder life. Like
sometimes when I come across things like that, it's like, oh, it's so good. And it does make you ponder life, but then I'm like, shit, I don't want to ponder life.
He captured it. Yeah, he made you think about like it just life in a bigger picture.
But it's even just that small clip, because did you see that girl on TikTok that it was like she was harmonizing with her fan? It was a girl on TikTok, and there was like an ambient fan noise in the background, and she was doing like oohs and ahs over the fan noise. Yes. And all these people were posting, and they're like, this is not just a girl singing over to a fan noise. This is like me reliving my childhood and experiencing all these things. And it's like crazy how such small sounds like that can evoke certain emotions out of people. And it's like when you watch those those one videos where you hear the sound automatically playing, and you know it's going to be like a really sad video about like a pet or something like that. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't want to cry now.
Like, I think that made me think of Jake, J-V-K-E.
Yeah.
And he has, like, just a song title itself, This Is What Falling in Love Sounds Like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's what that sounds like.
This is
what, like, heartbreaker is, or what, I don't know. Like, he's kind of done a play on that title thing. And I think that's, like, such a beautiful way to think about music and a good starting point, you know, like, you know what this song is going to feel like.
Right.
And it's, and that's what that song does for me. And I think it's called Breakfast for One. And, it's awesome. And I hope it helps him get where he wants to get with his music, with his collective. So
yeah.
So shout out Topeka Clementine.
Shout out. Well, I think that's kind of wrapping up our, little podcast episode. Thank you so much for being my first guest guest star.
I was nervous at first, but you know, like, you know, this is fun.
I feel like we're just having like a FaceTime call. This is like,
yeah,
normally.
Yeah, because we'll be stuck on FaceTime like, well, like an hour or two at times. And I'm like, damn, we talked about a lot.
Yeah. I think that's something I was telling Josue, is like, it's crazy that it took me this long to start a podcast because I talk so much.
You do.
Okay, whoa, don't say it like it's a negative thing.
You do in the best way possible. Like you, like, if it's awkward, you'll say it's awkward, but you like, yeah, you'll do like a thing like that.
But you that's know? Bad it, because I snort in time. Like when I start laughing and I snort is when the entire group of people that I'm with has just coincidentally gone dead silent.
Well, yeah, like that happens in groups, even at bars. Like I love like calling that out at bars when I'm out and like my ears just like listen to everything and I'm like,
Josue heard me snorting from like across the venue that I was performing at like 2 weeks ago. And he was like, oh, there's honey.
Yep.
It's like, that's how you know where to find me. Well, first of all, you can find me anywhere. My hair is like a goddamn traffic cone. You can see me walking through a store anywhere. It's like attaching a balloon to my back and you can follow me everywhere. But you can find me just by listening, because it's like, give it like 5 minutes and you'll hear me snorting. You'll be like, there she is.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many like characteristics to like that. I remember like of my friends, like whether it be their laughs, like your, what is it? Your snort.
Yes. My snort. It's like Marco Polo, but it's Marco Snorto.
Yeah. So
I don't know. That was the weirdest thing that's ever come out of my mouth. I don't even know why I thought of that. Okay. Well, anyways, kind of wrapping up the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for being on here.
Yes.
Tell the people where they can find your stuff, listen to your stuff, your Instagram,
my
your TikTok.
Shameless plug. My Instagram is Josue Double V Vasquez. I wish I thought of an artist name before, but I think
that's a great artist name.
Josue Vasquez. That's my name. That's my, you know, my birth given name. And then, you know, same thing on Instagram, but I think there's like two V's and two Z's to my last name, something like that. But yeah.
If you guys are watching on YouTube, I will put all of his links below. If you guys are just audio listening, then sorry. But you can go to our Instagram at @schoolsoutpod and you can see kind of clips from this podcast. I'm going to be tagging him and everything. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. The first guest feature episode of the Schools Out podcast. If you guys want to follow us, we are at @schoolsoutpod on everything. And if you guys want to apply to be on the podcast, you guys can click the link in the bio. If you guys want to come and hang out and chat and talk and whatever, I'm finishing, and I say finishing, but we haven't even like begun to start the process of it yet. Doing a bus conversion, where I'm going to be doing an entire recording studio inside of a school bus. So I'm going to be vlogging that process and doing all of that here on the Schools Out Pod YouTube channel, if you're watching on YouTube. And that will be the home of the Schools Out podcast soon. Maybe. I don't know. We're just experiencing life, so it's kind of just whatever. But along with applying, if you guys want to submit a song and you guys want to have your song featured on here, we would love to hear your stuff. Same thing, link in bio. You guys can check it out, apply out to be on the pod, submit your songs. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Peace.
Bye.